Ing Nga Mig Jakey.
Is it a bird, yo?
Or is it a plane?
Hey, it doesn't really matter, cause it's just a game. Will them boys be kings?
Or will those girls be queens?
Let's find out, because it's 8:14 in it.
I definitely think I prefer the rap to me attempting to sing.
Well, I like the rap because it's a nice wee change.
And it's probably easier on the ears than me attempting to sing. Anyway, brand new week of Thingamajiggy. We have wiped the slate clean. And we'll play again another round of the game where we try and describe some words and you've got to try and figure out what the word is. As always, it's about the boys versus the girls.
So it's a brand new week. Last week ended a win to the girls, so hopefully we can end this week a win as well. So back today representing the girls of Ayrshire after Friday's win is Claire Gower. Morning, Claire.
Morning.
Morning. Claire's 21 and she works at Springside Motors. Now, little surprise for you, Claire, because you're up against your boss today. How do you feel about that?
I'm sure we'll definitely get a good bash at winning against the boys again.
Good stuff, that's what I like to hear. Right, you know how the game works. 30 seconds on the clock to guess as many words as you can. And if you can't guess the word, you shout thingamajiggy and you can only say it once. Okie dokie?
Okie doke.
Right, your 30 seconds starts now. Right, you'll travel on this to go over water.
Airport?
No.
Sorry? A plane?
Nope, like, it's Kingston is one and there's...
Thingamajig.
Okay, right, you'll pull this out in a sink in a bath to drain the water.
A plug.
Yes, right, you sing along to a backing track and there's lyrics on screen, it's known as what?
A track.
Nope, you're in the pub, you sing it in the pub.
Karaoke?
Yes.
Ooh, Zoe. 2 points.
I think I'm off game this morning.
Two
the thingamajiggy
points.
Word I was looking for was bridge. It's a Monday, right?
Okay.
It's a Monday.
That's 2 points then, Claire. Oh. Let's go to our second call this morning. It's Alan Irvin, who's dad to Kyle and Jordan, director at Springside Motors, as we've just heard, also Claire's boss and brother of Crazy Graham as well.
Hi, Graham. How are you doing?
Morning, Alan. Right, well, we've only got 2 points to beat. Do you think we can do it?
Definitely.
Let's give it a bash anyway.
Let's be positive.
Same rules apply. I will describe the words. All you need to do is work out what I'm describing. If you don't know or if you get stuck, so you can say thingamajiggy, you can only say that once and we will move on. Are you ready then, Alan?
Ready, yep.
Let's give it a bash. This is a flower you'll get in springtime. It's yellow.
Daffodil.
Something which is sharp. You'd use it if you're maybe like in sewing.
Oh, a needle.
No, you would use it to kind of hold bits of material together, which you would then sew afterwards.
A pen.
But, the word pen might be used in this game. You roll a big ball at them.
Skittles.
Pen
bowling.
That's it, we'll go for bowling. The birds are covered in these.
Feathers.
Yep, four leaf. Oh, we just got the buzzer there. What do we get then, Zoe?
Three.
It's not a high score.
But you still win.
It's better than two.
I'm sorry, Claire. But you know what? I suppose you couldn't exactly win against your boss, could you?
And to be fair, I'm not going to hear the end of it all week.
Thanks for playing, Claire.
I'll be coming in a good mood, so.
That's a good point. Good start to Monday morning. And Alan, you get another chance to play tomorrow.
That's great. I just say I'm filling in for Crazy Graham because he's got discitinitis.
It was meant to be Crazy Graham that was on this morning, that's right. So Alan has stepped in. I'm stepping in for Colin. Alan stepped in for Graham. And I think we just have to finish by saying one thing. I think you know what's coming. He's nuts, man.
He's nuts.